This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees at Bhubaneswar in Odisha yesterday. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. Besides, the Prime Minister launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of Odisha government. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the first phase of assembly elections today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and third phase will be held on the 1st of October. In Haryana, campaigning is gaining momentum for single-phase assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed poll rally in Bhiwani yesterday. He criticized the Congress, saying that the party is against reservation for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and backward classes. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led NDA government completed 100 days of its third successive term at the centre yesterday. Speaking at an event in Bhubaneswar in Odisha, PM Modi said big decisions have been taken for the empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women during the period. On the occasion, several union ministers held press conferences in the national capital yesterday to highlight the initiatives taken during the period. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned or initiated during the past 100 days. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said, of the 15 lakh crore rupees sanctioned for the welfare of people, the government will spend 3 lakh crore rupees towards Nari Shakti. A two-day national symposium of National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command entitled Exercise Akya will begin in Chennai today. The primary aim of the exercise is to enhance disaster preparedness and foster robust collaboration among key stakeholders. The exercise will feature simulations, technology discussions and expert insights in various roles of disaster management. Representatives from railways, transport, civil aviation, health, environment and climate change departments and state and national disaster management authorities and the Indian Army will be present. IMD officials, National Remote Sensing Centres, Central Water Commission and Forest Survey of India will also participate in the symposium. India has sent 53 tons of emergency flood relief assistance worth $1 million to Myanmar under Operation Sadbhav. Typhoon Yagi has caused loss of hundreds of lives and massive destruction of property in the neighboring country. In keeping with its first responder commitment in humanitarian situations, India dispatched the first tranche of 21 tons relief material within hours of receipt of the request from the Myanmar side. The second tranche of 32 tons of aid was dispatched via IAF IL-76 yesterday. This comprises gensets, temporary shelter, hygiene kits, solar lamps and other relief materials. Operation Sadbhav is part of broader efforts to support the people of Myanmar in line with India's long-standing Act East and Neighbourhood First policies. To celebrate Indra Jatra in Kathmandu Valley yesterday, lakhs of devotees were present at Basantapur Darbar Square to witness the mega street festival of Indra Jatra. Head of the country, Ramachandra Powdel, arrived in Hanuman Dhoka at Basantapur Darbar Square to attend the cultural and historical festival of Indra Jatra. After the president reached Darbar Square and made offerings to the goddesses, devotees pulled the chariot of living deities Ganesh, Bhairav and goddess Kumari across the city. President Powdel emphasized that in Indra Jatra, obeisance is paid to God Indra for the good harvest, which reflects human relations with nature. He added that such native festivals helped protect ancient civilizations. The fact-finding team of the UN Human Rights Office have invited individuals, groups and organizations to provide first-hand information of human rights violations and abuses committed in Bangladesh between July 1 and August 15. The fact-finding team is mandated to establish facts, identify responsibilities, analyze root causes and make concrete recommendations for Bangladesh to address past human rights violations and prevent their recurrence, said a press release issued on Monday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.